Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field, into the end zone, and Nix makes the catch for the touchdown! He went up with the big hands and caught another Hail Mary on the final play of the half!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning. Let's get it. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to 2 a.m. I got two more hours to talk sports, take your calls. It's Friday. So earlier in this program, I opened up talking about Ben Simmons being done for the year and how miserable the Brooklyn Nets have been over the course of the last year, 2 years. I mean, maybe even three if you go back to the vaccine stuff with Kyrie. I don't want to rehash it. It sucks being a Nets fan, but they did it to themselves. This is the Sean question marks era, and they go out and lose to the Detroit Pistons last night. Just, you know, adding to the misery. They are one of the worst teams in the NBA. The Knicks, though, I haven't mentioned much about the Knicks. The Knicks did not play last night. The Knicks are starting to get healthy, though. OG Anunoby's doing some drills, and I did read that Jalen Brunson practiced. OG Anunoby's going through contact drills and playing 5-on-5. Jalen Brunson participated in most of the practice they had yesterday, says he doesn't know what he will be listed as on the next injury report, and Mitchell Robinson looks good, so the Knicks are on the mend, and I've said to the Knicks fans, just go through the adversity right now and hope that your guys are healthy when the games matter the most and the other teams are tired and the other teams have some bad fortune and run into some injuries. It happens every year. So that's the basketball. In the NHL, trade deadline is at 3 p.m. It is officially Friday. And we'll count down and figure out who the Rangers are going to get or who the Devils are going to get. Tyler Toffoli did not play for the Devils last night. Timo Meier goes out there. He has his first Hattie as a Devil, maybe even his best game as a Devil, and the Devils get a win to end their losing streak. Travis Green gets his first win as the Devils' interim head coach. And there's a big trade between the Pens and the Carolina Panthers. We'll talk about that. I already mentioned it. In the NFL, obviously all the conversation on the Fan today is around Saquon Barkley. Yesterday, the day before, this week, really, with the report that Howard Eskin put out there saying that there's mutual interest between the Eagles and Barkley. And I looked at this and I thought about this and I said, this is just a negotiation tactic, a scare tactic. Saquon doesn't want to put on that Eagles jersey. He doesn't want to leave his family. He doesn't want to leave where he lives in North Jersey. But the closest team, obviously, he's not going to the Jets. The closest team would be the Eagles. It does make sense. I'm sure there's mutual interest to get a contract and use that as leverage with the Giants. And I know there's Giants fans that are split on this. Before Saquon had the season he had 2 seasons ago, Many Giants fans were ready to run him out of town. I feel like the older Giants fans don't look at him the same way as the younger Giants fans. I mean, the younger Giants fans lost Odell. They don't want to lose Saquon, too. 877-337-6666. Speaking of losing a guy, we've been talking about Pete Alonso. And to close the circle on the guy that I was mentioning, I said his name wrong. It's Ryan Clifford. Tim Healy wrote an article about Ryan Clifford. And the title of the article is, Ryan Clifford could be the Mets' next hard-hitting first baseman. They're basically saying, we got another one on the way. We got another guy on the way in the event that Pete Alonso hits free agency and signs somewhere else. Or, you know, who knows what happens with that. Obviously, everyone's still talking Juan Soto, but you know, I leaned into the fact that Francisco Alvarez is a star in the making. I leaned into the fact that I think Francisco Alvarez could hit a bunch of bombs, be right there with Pete Alonso this year. You got to see Shintaro Fujinami pitch for you today. You got to get excited about that. Just seeing that monster of a man on the mound throwing that hard, he said he could have thrown harder. It's spring training. It's exhibition. It's practice. But you got to start having some hope and optimism that if your lineup with Alonso, with Lindor, with the healthy Marte bouncing back, with Brandon Nimmo, with Jeff McNeil returning to form, if they can get a lead in some of these games, you know, Jeff Brigham and Leone and Negosek or whoever they were running out there, those guys, Drew Smith, I think Drew Smith's still on the team, those guys aren't going to go out there and blow the game, give the lead up, and put you in a hole. 877-337-6666. Edwin Diaz is back. Guys like Harrison Bader and Luis Severino got something to prove. Sean Manaea cut his whole hair, beard. He's locking in. And I think with the low expectations, the Mets have an opportunity to surprise some teams and their own fan base. And it's not going to be as bad as people think. They're not a bunch of bums. They're not a poverty franchise. They're not running out there like the Oakland A's. On the Yankees side, I think the conversation stems around Oswald Peraza. Oswald Peraza, who the Yankees prospect hugged over the last two, three seasons because they weren't sure if it was him or Volpe that was going to be the starting shortstop. He was a little bit ahead of Volpe, so much so that they benched IKF in the American League Championship Series and played this young man. They literally played him. Congratulations, you played yourself. They played this young man against the eventual World Series champions, and the Yankees got swept. And then that guy hasn't been the same ever since. Similar to how they ran Davey Garcia out there in 2020 as the starter in the ALDS against the Rays. And then they pulled him after one inning for Jay Happ, who had never come out the bullpen, and how'd that go? Davey Garcia never recovered from that. And the Yankees should have beat the Rays that year. But, you know, these things pile up in my brain. And I'm thinking now that Peraza's not healthy. He's not going to make the 26-man roster. We heard Kike Hernandez and Ahmed Rosario were pursued by the Yankees. So that tells you the Yankees are looking for another utility infielder, another guy that could fill in at third base, shortstop, second base, depending on the day. DJ LeMahieu hasn't exactly been great so far in these first few weeks of spring training, and they probably expect him and or Rizzo to be hurt. So maybe they sign another guy? I'm not exactly sure. We talked about Trevor Bauer as well. Trevor Bauer has signed with the Asian Breeze, an Asian traveling team of Asian minor leaguers who on March 10th will face the Los Angeles Dodgers. I think it's just Trevor Bauer trying to get some film of himself facing arguably the best lineup in baseball as he tries to get back into baseball. Will the Mets take a flyer on him? I doubt it. Will anyone take a flyer on him? I really don't know. So I think I've pretty much sprinkled in all of the things that we've talked about tonight. You guys call up and take what you like. Let's go to Mo in Far Rockaway. Mo, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? Good evening.
What's up? Thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm good. You know, hearing a lot of Saquon Barkley talk, I watch a lot of football. I'm a Giants fan, but I really enjoy football. I coach a lot of kids, and so I sort of see the game through a different lens a little bit. I don't get where this love fest for Saquon and, in general, most running backs come from. I mean, if you think about Saquon, he has extreme talent, the issue is that he's not the type of running back that could run through people. And if you look at the running backs in this league that I definitely put ahead of him, you have Derrick Henry, you have Josh Jacobs, these are the free agents that I'm talking about are ahead of him. And reason being, these were guys that weren't on the best teams receiver-wise. I mean, they had some each of their respective teams had good receivers, but in general, the teams as a whole weren't great, per se.
Yeah.
Yet, they put up great numbers, and you have Saquon. I mean, he's a great, I mean, you know, the emotional side of it, like, yeah, the kids love him, but, like, did you really see anything too special last season? Did he really help the Giants so much that you're like, we need to keep him? Like, what is this, like, love fest for Saquon? Am I missing something?
No, I mean, you're right on. Thanks for the call, Mo. Like, 2 years ago when the Giants went to the playoffs, he was most of the offense. He could get you that first down. I mean, he could turn it on late in games and power a drive to seal the deal, seal the game, kill the clock, eat the clock, give the ball to Saquon. You know what it is about Saquon? He's been your only playmaker. That's why I went back to Odell. When I talk about these young kids that watch the game, think about when you're a kid watching the game and you don't know the X's and O's, you know the Jimmys and the Joes. So you just look at the guys that stand out, that pop to you, that are game breakers, that make the big highlight plays. Saquon Barkley is your only guy that produces highlight reel type plays. And that's why I said the kids lost Odell. They don't want to lose Saquon. I think it's time, though. I honestly think it's going to come down to Saquon getting an offer that the Giants are just like, there's no way we can match that. Thank you for your time, man. But go get your money and go win somewhere else. But I don't think that they are in a position where they can't afford him. I think they are in a position to afford him. But what I think is going to happen, I keep saying the Houston Texans brought in Devin Singletary last year with their rookie quarterback. They know what C.J. Stroud is now. They've got Nico Collins. They've got Tank Dell. They just signed Dalton Schultz, shored him up for the next 3 years. They're looking to add an actual running back. The running back is the quarterback's best friend. But I say that to also say this. What do you expect to get out of Daniel Jones? How much do we talk about Daniel Jones and the difference between him with and without Saquon Barkley? And then also when we saw Tommy Cutlets and Tyrod Taylor, they had Saquon Barkley. And then you can also absolve both Jones and Saquon by saying they didn't have an offensive line and they didn't have a number one receiver. They tried to bring Kenny Golladay in here. We can talk around this all day. I mean, ultimately, it's time. They didn't tag him. They just did this last year with him. And he went on a podcast out there in Arizona and talked about the running back market and the running backs being devalued and how he's used in the offense and how he feels like he should be paid more than these other running backs are being paid. Let's see. Let's see if Shane and Dable value him that way. Because he's actually right. He's not just a running back. He is the face of the franchise. And some of you are going to say, yeah, a losing franchise. Well, it is what it is. He is the captain of the team, a leader of the team. Why didn't you trade him at the deadline? You can't trade him now. Why didn't you try to get something for him if you didn't plan on potentially re-signing him? And I think that they are potentially trying to re-sign him, but they're not going to go above and beyond. There could be another team. I don't think it's the Eagles, but maybe the Texans that says, hey, we could really use your services. We're going to overpay to get you to come to Houston. We know you don't want to move to Texas. We know you want to stay in New Jersey. We know how much you love that area. But last thing I'll say about it before we take the next call is Saquon's no fool, man. He knows about his marketing, his branding. He knows about the power of New York, New York City, New Jersey. He's not trying to go anywhere else. Mario, out in Long Beach, you're back on the Fan. What's up, man?
How you doing, my friend? I'm with you to try to get to you last night when you went off the air. I couldn't get to you,
but then I listened to Big Mac Show and you got on with him. You got the bat line, cool, man. You're good at getting on.
That's cool, too. I just want to tell you one quick thing about your cat, because I love cats, too. I got my cat this water thing, and it's like you put it on the ground, and it has like a spout on it, and the water runs. It's like a waterfall. They love it.
Okay.
And it makes them drink more. You should check it out. It comes up high like a waterfall, and the water comes out the top, and it comes over, and they like.
Doesn't make a mess. It doesn't make a mess on the floor. Does it make a?
No. It's made that it just rolls into the cup. You know, it has, it's a round thing. It's made specially for that.
Even when they drink it, it doesn't splatter everywhere.
No. It's great because they like it, and then they drink more. And as we know, drinking water is good for every people, animals, anybody.
I have an automatic water thing for my cat that like dispenses the water as she drinks it, And then I also have a regular bowl for her. But she's a mess, and my son crawls into it, and then even the Roomba vacuum knocks into it, where we had to get this whole mat because the floors were getting water damaged. But anyway, back to the sports conversation. We always end up talking about my cat.
Well, I'm a cat guy too, so I figured I'd share that with you, you know. But anyway, I'm looking at Barkley, and to me, like, I think they disrespect him. Like you said, he's the only playmaker they have, right? And he adds more to his team than any other position other than quarterback on any team in the league. There's no doubt. He deserves McCaffrey money almost.
No. Now, if you look at McCaffrey, he's offensive player of the year. That guy is different.
But can I give you a reason why? I'll back it up a little bit.
Yeah.
McCaffrey has a lot of weapons with him. Barkley has nobody with him.
Right.
You know? And also, McCaffrey had a lot of injuries too in the past.
He was with Carolina. He was banged up. He was never effective.
Exactly. And if you look at Barkley and you say, well, he's been injured. If you look at the last 3 years, he played 14 games, 16 games, and 13 games. So he hasn't really, in the last 3 years, had any injuries.
They got to get a tight end, right? Like they have George Kittle in San Francisco, and they got to get a number one wide receiver like they have Brandon Ayuk. It's just like Darius Slayton is a good receiver, but, man, he's supposed to be like a three. Jalen Hyatt they drafted, but he was a rookie this year. I don't know if he's going to be able to turn into a one. It can't all be on Saquon because that's how he gets banged up. That's how defenses gear up to just stop him. But I don't know. This is going to be very interesting. I don't think Saquon wants to leave. I think he would take less to stay. I think the Giants know that. I think the Giants are going to let him test the market. I don't think there's any way in hell he puts on that Eagles jersey because he knows he'd be dead to the fan base. He knows there's no coming back to New York after you go rush for 100 yards and two touchdowns against the Giants twice a year. It's just not like it erases everything you did, and you didn't even do that much here.
Absolutely. I think that if Baltimore, if he went to Baltimore, they won the Super Bowl. I think so, 100%. Could you imagine Lamar and Saquon in the same backfield?
That'd be
tough. The defensive coordinators wouldn't even be able to sleep at night.
That'd be tough. I mean, they had five different running backs in Baltimore this year, and they were effective. And then when they got to the biggest game, they didn't run the ball. They even picked up Dalvin Cook from the Jets. Didn't figure it out with him.
I'll leave you with one other thing. What's really good is that the Giants were using him too much. He had too many carries. That's not good for his body.
Right.
In Baltimore, you're going to have Lamar get carries. You're going to still have J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah.
If he gets 12 tough carries a game, that's enough. You don't need 25 and 30. Your career is going to be shorter as a running back if you're doing that every game.
That's right, Mario. Thanks for the call. There's a part of me that does want to see Saquon go somewhere else just so he could be utilized in a different way. He's not supposed to be a workhorse running back running between the tackles, man. I've talked about this a ton. When he was at Penn State, he was a weapon. He returned kicks, punts. They split him out. They moved him around because he's that athletic and that dynamic. He's not just supposed to be a straight-up tailback. And as he's getting up there in age, you don't want him taking as many hits. And you need to have him in an offense like I mentioned with Odell. When Odell played that rookie year with Saquon, defenses had to pick their poison. What are you going to do? Are you going to load up the box to stop Saquon and then leave your corner one-on-one with Odell? Like, it's just like, you can't do that. It's pick your poison. You got to try and stop. So, like, they had plays where they were going off because it's like, okay, whichever one the defense tries to stop, the other one is going to take advantage of. But the Giants don't have that now, right? They were throwing to Richie James last year. They were throwing to Sills, and I don't even know who they had last year. 2 years ago, they had those guys last year. It was Wandale Robinson, who Wandale I think is all right, but he's small, man. He's like, yeah, you know, he's a good little route runner, and he can break, you know, some plays open, but he's not it. They need a possession receiver. Like if Kenny Golladay actually was Kenny Golladay with the Giants, it just never happened. But it's Darius Slayton. Even with Darren Waller this year, if Darren Waller just was what we thought Darren Waller was going to be in preseason, it would have opened up some lanes for Saquon Barkley, man. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I don't think Saquon's in a rush to sign, but I could be dead wrong. And who knows what the conversations are like. I think something internally, like, I think the mayor has got to talk to Saquon. I think they have spoken to Saquon. There's no way that he's just going to be like, okay, well, you guys don't want to pay me? I'm going to become a Philadelphia Eagle and face you twice a year and turn my back on my fans and go link up with the Dirty Birds. It doesn't make any sense. Switching sides like that, like you don't come back from that, especially in football. I had a caller say something about Roger Clemens. I'm like, it's different. It's different. A starting pitcher specifically, a pitch is every 5 days and you can duck him in a series and not actually have to see him. You're going to have to see Saquon Barkley twice a year if he's an Eagle. And I don't believe he wants to be. I think it's a scare tactic. Because what will scare you into negotiating? What will scare you into, all right, Saquon, here we go. Thinking that you got to face him. Val is up in the Bronx. Val, you're on the Fan. What's up?
Keith, what's going on, Fizz?
You know, watching basketball now, but I'm actually over this game. I was trying to see if LeBron's son was going to get in the game. That never happened.
All right. Can't say the same. I'm here at work. Shouldn't even be on the phone with you, so I'm going to try to get to what I got to say.
Okay, go.
But, I hate to disagree with you, but I actually think Saquon has no leverage in this conversation. I think things are actually working out the way that Shane wants them to.
Okay.
I think he gets a chance to actually say, you know, goodbye, and I haven't done anything bad to you, Saquon. You moved to someplace positive, whether it's Houston or Philly, and he doesn't have the worry of having to pay that money. And never mind that it's not a worry, but for all of those who say that the Giants got, you know, offensive line problems, they got wide receiver problems, they got this problem, they got that problem, they could draft a couple of kids in later rounds as far as the running back position goes and use that money to, like, where would Giants fans be if you found out, let's say, you know, next season that you just got two additional offensive linemen signed in free agency, that maybe you got a wide receiver out of there and the money was used to do things like that. I don't understand, like, to your, the previous caller said a little while ago, and I kind of agree with him. I don't understand how people are so emotional. Like, I get it with Saquon and for the hero that he's been for the city of New York, but I don't see the emotional connection where, like, people can't see past that. You know, especially in the day and age where you're talking about letting Alonzo walk, you know, and not holding on to any kind of emotional ties with him.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same book saying, like, you know, Saquon absolutely has to be it. If you can do things with that money that you would have been putting towards Saquon for other things that you absolutely need, and keep in mind, Saquon is not Shane's boy. You know, like, you know,
yeah,
as much as
they didn't draft him.
And like him, yeah, that's not their guy. And they had them adult conversations with him already. I just wanted to put that out there. I could be totally wrong, but that's how I see it. Have a good one, Fizz. I'll talk to you soon, man.
Thanks for the call, Val. No, this could be the time, right? This could be the time that the Giants are like, we're rebuilding. We're about to draft a quarterback. We're about to literally draft J.J. McCarthy and start this thing over for real. Like, Dave Gettleman, we paid the Dave Gettleman guys we want. Andrew Thomas, Dexter Lawrence, like, Daniel Jones we had to pay, but we have buyer's remorse. We're going to try and draft a young quarterback and reset that clock. And the NFL tells you, you do not pay running backs. The NFL also tells you, you do not draft a running back that high. And this could be the end of the Saquon Barkley tenure because Dave Gettleman drafted him. These guys didn't draft him. Dave's in Belleville on the Fan. What's up, Dave?
Good, Keith. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I haven't talked to you since the debacle against Green Bay.
Oh, yeah. No one told me that the Green Bay Packers, the youngest playoff team in NFL history, I thought that was a soft landing spot. Nobody told me that they were going to show up and beat the brakes off the Dallas Cowboys right away.
Okay. A few things now. So I guess in theory, Pollard and Barkley were making the same money last year, right?
Close they're both, to, yes. I think Barkley a little bit more. But, yeah, like, was it, I think, 10-1?
Yeah. I thought they all made the same.
No, I think they sweetened the pot a little bit for Saquon Barkley. I felt like he had, like, closer to $11
million. Okay. Now, a couple of questions. Now, Derrick Henry would be a perfect fit for us. We need a possession back, you know, because we can't be throwing on second and third down, we're trying to run the clock out. Can't do that anymore.
I'll say that again. I was looking it up. So Saquon Barkley's contract was worth up to $11 million, but I guess he probably didn't hit the escalators and all that. So he probably made the same. There was a $2 million signing bonus.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, go back about the running backs with the Dallas Cowboys.
I think Derrick Henry would be a perfect fit because we need possession, somebody that can get first downs.
Yes. And short yardage, touchdowns like Zeke did. And Tony Pollard has already said, I don't want to go anywhere. I'll come back on the cheap. I'll take a team-friendly deal. Great, Tony. So we need to go pay Derrick Henry, and then you take a team-friendly deal, and then we have a 1-2 punch of Derrick Henry in between the tackles and you catching the ball out of the backfield.
The only thing is his age. I mean, he is a couple of years older than Pollard, but I mean,
hey, it's time to win now. These guys won 12 games, exactly. 12 games, 12 games. What are they going to do this year? Probably take a step back.
Well, what do you think about Dak? I mean, this is a contract year for him too, right?
Yeah, they're going to pay Dak. Dak to me is never going to win. He just doesn't have it. He does not have that dog in him. He does not have that. Like, when the moment, like, I could see it in him. I could see it in him in that game. He just started to fold, throwing those interceptions. He reverted back to the Dak Prescott that everybody said he was when he led the league in interceptions two seasons ago, and he missed 4 weeks, and Cooper Rush came in. I try to defend Dak Prescott, but I've seen the worst of him. I've seen the best of him, and the worst of him has come out in the biggest moments. Jerry Jones is getting exactly what he deserves. He did not pick up his rookie option. He tried to franchise tag him. Then Dak has all the leverage. They have to extend him again, and they have to make him one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league because of the numbers he just put up.
But how about the years? How many years you think? I mean, you can't give him more than 3 years.
Probably three.
Yeah. Now, first of all, I told you years ago that they're never going to win with McCarthy as a coach, first of all. So they got two jinxes against them.
Well, McCarthy's probably out after this year.
Yeah. I'm glad they lost the defensive coordinator because I don't know why everybody's praising him when the Cowboys were
in the biggest game.
His plan
for that Packers game sucked.
I know. They never make adjustments at halftime. You figure that they would do something, but the team.
I felt like he was 1 foot out the door. He thought he was going to Seattle. I think Dan Quinn was already 1 foot out the door. They did not have a good enough plan for Jordan Love and Romeo Doubs. And, what a joke that game was. Aaron Jones owns them. Aaron Jones comes, he's a Texas guy. He comes to Jerry World, and he has a blast every single time.
Yeah, even he fumbled too, right, in that game, and I think didn't he turn the ball over early?
I don't know. I know he had 3 touchdowns. I know he just goes in there and does whatever he wants.
But Dak has a lot of Tony Romo in him for his biggest games.
We are stuck it's the same thing. I literally thought when they signed Romo, I'm like, I'll be 30 before we get another quarterback. Then here comes Dak. And I'm like, yes, I'm bailed out of Tony Romo. We've got a young, athletic quarterback that can run, that had some dog in him. Then Dak's got all these different injuries, breaks his leg, has the thumb injury. He's not the same player. He's turning the ball over. He's trying to force the ball to CeeDee Lamb. That's another thing, too. They need to get another receiver.
Yeah. And
he's not just locked in on 88. Yeah, they got to pay CeeDee Lamb. They finessed Micah Parsons. They're paying him like a defensive end.
But is he
saving
signed?
Some money? Yeah, Micah. They don't have to pay Micah Parsons just yet. They were able to pick up his option as a DN, which is going to save them some money.
Which they should have done with Dak, you're saying, right? Early on?
Yeah, they never believed in Dak. And every time he kept proving them wrong, and they never wanted to pay him, they could have. Dak was a 4th-round pick. They could have paid him nothing. They could have locked him up and paid him nothing.
Which is probably what they're paying Purdy, right? Because
Purdy's making like 870. And of course he's got some other money, but like he's making less than $1 million to take a team to the Super Bowl. Yeah, so the Cowboys picked up the 5th-year option on Micah Parsons, which saves them $2.7 million.
And they're done paying Zeke, right?
I think they might have another year with Zeke. Maybe one
so
more year.
So they pay the full hit even if he signs with another team?
They gave him a 6-year contract. And I'm not sure how much dead money is left on that contract. Well, I'll look it up. This year coming up is the last year if it wasn't this past year.
Yeah, I think it was $6 million 2 years ago and like $8 million
2018,
last year,
19, like 20, 21, 22, 23. I think they're done.
Yeah. But if he when he signed with New England, that doesn't matter? They still pay him the same money?
Yeah. He gets a new deal with New England, but that contract, they still got to pay that dead money to him.
So he was making two salaries then, right?
Yeah, he's rich. Jerry Jones gave when he went to Cabo and tried to call Jerry Jones's bluff, and Jerry Jones did the whole Zeke who idiot like, and he had Tony Pollard. He ended up giving Zeke a ridiculous contract, and Zeke signed a 1 year, $3 million deal with the Patriots, but he was still getting paid from Jerry Jones last season. So
unbelievable. I don't know what to say. I don't know. Who they going to draft? Who they looking for? You said linebackers, right?
Yeah, Demarion Overshawn will be back, but they got to get better up the middle with linebackers and running backs. And now with Tyron Smith, they're not going to re-sign him. You know that news broke this week. They need to draft another tackle. Well, he's just old and injury prone. I know. I saw some Jets fans talking about they want Tyron Smith. I'm like, do better. Do better than Tyron Smith. He was great when he came into the league, right? He came into the league young at like 21. He's 33 now. He's made his money.
Wow.
But he had been hurt every single year. Yeah. And he's also slowed down now.
Also, a lot of false starts with him, right?
I don't know so much with the false starts, but yes, some, because he slowed down. He's trying to get off with these younger defensive ends. He's not able to keep up. I'm over it with him. Yeah.
So Van Der Esch is done then?
Van Der Esch is done. That game against the Niners, the neck injury that he sustained, his career is over. Yeah. He can't return to playing the way that he played, like, you know, the Wolf Hunter. He can't. He's done. They need to find the next Sean Lee, Leighton Van Der Esch. They need to draft the next middle linebacker now.
That's what I was thinking of. Sean Lee, they had two great linebackers in a row, and they both, because of injury, because they played so hard.
Jerry Jones has had so many talented players come through Dallas in the last couple decades, and their talents have just been wasted. Tyron Smith is the latest. Go back to DeMarcus Ware being there, Hall of Famer. Tony Romo just couldn't ever get it done. DeMarco Murray, Dez Bryant, Jason Witten. And now this era, they're going to waste the talents of CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, and even Dak Prescott. But I blame Dak. Dak does not have it. What I hope with Dak, and I've said this on record, I don't do my own like Cowboys podcast, but all the Cowboys content creators that I rock with like have brought me on, West Coast Cowboy, RJ Ochoa, and I've gone on record. I'm hoping that Dak having his daughter, which just happened this past week, I'm hoping that changes his life and his world, where football isn't so serious, it isn't so heavy to him, that he comes in and he just balls out this next year. I hope fatherhood and taking on that journey, that experience, I know me becoming a dad completely changed my life and how I see the world. I'm hoping that helps Dak Prescott just go in there and do what he naturally can do and not let the moment be too big for him every time.
We need one of the other wide receivers to step up. I mean,
no, Gallup is done. I was seeing some mock drafts saying that they might try and go after Keon Coleman from Florida State in the draft, and I'm a Florida State fan. Well, I used to be when I was younger. I don't watch as much college football anymore, but I know who Keon Coleman is. He's a dog. I would love to see them go get him.
I'm an Oklahoma fan, actually, in college, and if you look on the last 10 years with their quarterbacks, they've had like four Heisman Trophy winners. And, you know, Caleb was at Oklahoma too.
Yep, Caleb Williams, right. Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, who was at Yankees camp, hitting batting practice with the Yankees today. He's definitely re-signing with the Bucks. He's too comfortable down there.
I think Caleb's going to be a bust myself. I don't think.
With the Bears. I think if there's one place that Caleb Williams is going to be a bust, is with the Chicago Bears, Matt Eberflus, those guys. They'll find a way to ruin that kid. Straight up. In the cold, he's coming from sunny California. Thanks for the call, Dave. 877-337-6666. We can talk about the Dallas Cowboys, but I'd rather not. I'd rather talk about Saquon. I don't want to see Saquon go play for the Eagles. I don't even want to see him go play for the Texans. I think he takes a team-friendly deal to stay here, and that helps Daniel Jones. That helps J.J. McCarthy if you draft him. That helps your offense because we don't know who your number one wide receiver is going to be, but we know what Saquon's going to do. 877-337-6666. BRB.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I feel like time is burning up. I'll be done in about an hour and 3 minutes, so I'm going to try and take as many calls as I can. 877-337-6666. I mean, we've talked around Saquon Barkley and Pete Alonso, a little bit of Juan Soto. I mentioned Austin Wells balling tonight. I mentioned Oswald Peraza being hurt, probably starting the season on the IL or in the minor league and not making the 26-man roster. Kike Hernandez and Ahmed Rosario being guys that the Yankees were looking to sign, which tells you that they were looking for infield depth. They were looking for a bench player that could be a utility infielder. I don't know, maybe a Neil Walker type. Remember the Yankees had him? I was talking about the Mets, and I'm like, I think that they've made a effort today. Maybe SNY Mets I was looking at, and some of the other Mets stuff that I followed. I was in the... Ken Puma did a Spaces. I was in there for a little while listening to some Mets chat. I feel like there's been an effort to put more things out around the Mets today, coming off the heels of Buster Only saying, oh, yeah, the most intriguing, interesting conversation coming out of Mets camp is about a current Yankees player. And you got to see Shintaro Fujinami tonight, and I think that lets you dream. And you saw Francisco Alvarez go yard. And I'm telling you right now, that kid has potential to be the star player of your team. I know Pete Alonso is there. I know Francisco Lindor is there. But that young man has the right aura about him, the right energy about him, the right swag about him. He carries himself like he's already one of the superstars in baseball. 877-337-6666. I mentioned Trevor Bauer, too, because Trevor Bauer signed with the Asian Breeze. He's trying, man. Trevor Bauer is going to face off against the Dodgers on March 10th with the Asian Breeze, a team full of Asian minor leaguers. I'm sure that game is going to be broadcast in Japan, right? And where we're at with the NFL, with Saquon Barkley and free agency upon us, all the news around him being an Eagle, I think, is just smoke and mirrors. I think that it's a scare tactic. I think it's a negotiation tactic, right? Saquon doesn't want to leave. The closest team outside of the Jets is the Philadelphia Eagles. He went to Whitehall High School, an hour and 15 minutes away from the link. He went to Penn State. He wouldn't have to sell his house up here. He could just go down there and rent a property and come back up. You know, I don't know. There's something to that. I mentioned the Devils, Timo Meier with the hat trick. We talked about the trade deadline with the Rangers and who they might be going after. 3 p.m., that will hit. And yeah, we'll get back to the phones. You guys know what we're talking about. 877-337-6666. That's pretty much everything. Let's go to Karan in Montclair. What's up, Karan? Am I saying your name correctly? What's up, dude? I think he accidentally hung up once he got on. All right, let's try this again. Let's go to Peter in Clifton, New Jersey. Hello, Pete.
Hey, Keith, big fan. Love you. I think what you do, you maybe get too much flack, whatever. You are a good.
I don't get any flack. Don't read too much into the internet. That's fake life. That's a fake place. People show me nothing but love on air, in real life. A couple haters online. I just mute most of them. I don't even see them.
they say nothing in your face. Absolutely.
Never met a hater. Never met a hater.
But when it comes to Yankees, Ashley, what do you think it is when it comes to Soto? If the Yankees do good, are they gonna? Do you think they're gonna sign him? Obviously, like Yankees, they're great team. Like, are they gonna sign him? Or if the Yankees do bad, are they gonna sign him? Like, as in, like, hey, we need someone. Like, we got.
I'll say this, Peter. You don't give up all the players that you gave up for a one-year rental without the intention of making a run at that guy, without the intention of having a pretty competitive offer for that guy. He fits a need. He is a left-handed bat, a Dominican player that is going to really get to feel what the Bronx is like. And everything coming out of Tampa, everyone's talking about how much he loves it down there, playing with Judge and some of these other guys.
I do want to say one thing. Do you know anything about Spencer Jones? And he is a known, he's a racist. He is.
He's a known racist? I haven't heard that. Tell me more.
He is, yeah.
Who told you Spencer Jones is a known racist?
That's what I heard. I don't know.
Why? Because he went to Vanderbilt, Tennessee? Where's Spencer Jones? Where did
not
he grow up?
Not at all. That's what somebody told me, and I was told, hey, let WFAN know. I don't know.
I'm Googling Spencer Jones racist right now. That's the first I've heard of that. I mean, I really don't care if he's racist. If he can hit, if he can steal bases, if he can catch fly balls, I'll root for him. I'll never probably be, you know, with him for him to be racist against me. I know a lot of people probably draw that from people's political affiliation or where people are from, but I've never heard that about Spencer Jones.
As you say, the more I'm looking into it right now, it doesn't seem like that.
Yeah, he's from California. I was going to say, like, did he come from somewhere in Tennessee? I used to date a girl who her mom was from Tennessee, and she had, like, racist jokes just, like, built into her. I remember she's like, I love black people. Everybody should own one. Like, she dropped that joke in front of me when I'm in high school. I'm like, are you serious, yo? Did you just really get that off? What else did you say? She had some racist jokes just in the cut, and she didn't mean anything by it. We ended up, you know, breaking bread and having drinks and being good friends. I hope she's okay wherever she is.
I was gonna say, looking at it right now, I think I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't know where you got that from with Spencer Jones. Spencer Jones, people are listening to the Fan right now. They're like, Keith, clean that up. Spencer is not racist. That's not what we want. He's going to be playing for the Somerset Patriots. We don't want people showing up with signs that say Spencer Jones is a racist. Thanks for the call, Peter. But back to the Juan Soto thing. It's simple, folks. Juan Soto being a Yankee gives the Yankees a leg up. Juan Soto being in Yankee Stadium in 3 weeks, well, not 3 weeks, a little more than that. We're now less than 3 weeks till spring till opening day. Just being in spring training, feeling what it's like to be a Yankee with the Yankee fans that are showing up. Just putting on the pinstripes and even seeing all the hype. I'm sure he goes on his phone and he sees all the conversation in New York about, oh, the Mets are going to get him. No, the Yankees are going to get him. Oh, it's like, wow, I haven't played one game for the New York Yankees, and there's all this back and forth conversation about where I'm going to be. But I'll tell you this, his social team is all aboard with him being a Yankee. You know, if you go to his Instagram right now, there's a picture of him that says, days till opening day with his number 22 jersey. It's in black and white, and it's him taking a knee in George M. Steinbrenner Field. So somebody made that. Maybe the Yankees made that, sent it to him. He's got a bunch of posts already, Yankee stuff. I'm watching him, and, you know, I think the guy is embracing being a Yankee. I think he's loving being a Yankee. I think he realized being a Yankee is the top of the mountain. Now the next thing is to win. The next thing is to win. And for the Mets fan, I'll throw you a bone. There's an ideal situation out there for both of us, right? Let's say Juan Soto has the best year of his career. He's MVP, and the Yankees go on to winning their 28th World Series championship. They bring a parade through the Canyon of Heroes and they win. And then free agency comes and Steve Cohen is willing to overpay him and they got to pay him an extra $100,000. They got to offer him $700 million for him to put that Mets jersey on. Fine, go over there and never win another World Series again. And he starts to age too fast and he becomes super mid and you're locked up with $700 million in Juan Soto and he's never the MVP player he was in the season that he led the Yankees to their 28th World Series. I'd be perfectly fine with that right there. Let's go to Richard in Toms River on the Fan. What's up, Rich?
Hi, Keith.
Hey.
How you doing? Good. I have a couple of basketball questions. I'm a really big basketball fan. If OG Anunoby comes back, it sounds like he's going to, or he's definitely going to, whatever. What do you think is the ceiling for the Knicks this year?
I've been on the record saying I'm not going to say what they can or can't do. I feel like there's a lot of hosts here already saying, oh, this team's cooked, they're hurt, they can't. None of us know that. Every year teams get hurt. So I'm not saying that they're going to win the NBA Finals because I think there are some good teams.
Right.
But I think they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals, take that next step forward from where they were last year.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I'm a big Knicks fan. I'm kind of hoping at that. As far as Ben Simmons is concerned, I'm not a Nets fan. Do you think he should retire?
He's not going to retire because he's gonna try to finesse somebody into another contract. He's got one more year of this contract. He's only 27. So if he can get back healthy and play, somebody is going to take a flyer on him for another contract. I saw someone today, he's like, book it. Like, Ben Simmons will be let go or traded or cut or whatever, and then somebody's going to draft him up a new contract in 2 years, and he's going to make another $90 million or whatever it is. I'm like, it's to him, I think it's a game of finesse in the fact that he is a former all-star, a former all-defensive player in this NBA. You know, the name alone, he's made a lot of money for doing damn near nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of remember. I mean, I'm in my middle to late 50s. Grant Hill, I don't know if this might be totally true. He signed with Orlando towards the end of his career, and he played little or no games, and then something happened with his contract, then he retired. I mean, I didn't look this up before calling you, but I think that's what happened with him. And he still made the Hall of Fame anyway.
Yeah, so. And I wouldn't compare him to Ben Simmons. Grant Hill.
Right. Of course. He's an all-time great. Of course.
Thanks for the call, Rich. Yeah. From college to the pros, the Ben Simmons situation, the Nets should have never taken him on. And there were stupid Nets fans trying to argue with me earlier today. And I'm like, I got to get off Twitter. It's the land of the dumbasses. Like, Twitter is the place where there's no qualification for entry. Everybody can get on Twitter. And you don't even have to put your first name, last name, face. So I'm not even going back and forth with some of these goofies that are like, oh, it's Harden's fault. How did Harden get here? How did James Harden become a Net? Sean Marks gave up picks and homegrown talent for him. So when he decided he wanted to force his way out back to Philly, and we all saw what went on with Philly, where Ben Simmons was showing up to practice with his phone in his pants, and Doc Rivers was sending him home, and Ben Simmons wasn't showing up to things, and he was claiming mental health issues and whatnot. Why in the hell would you say, yeah, I'll sign up for that. Yeah, send him to Brooklyn. We'll take him on. This guy was insubordinate. This guy wasn't showing up. And on top of that, the actual player you were bringing in is a guy that couldn't shoot free throws, was allergic to the rim, could not shoot at all. So, like, you're taking on that profile of an NBA player with all the other baggage? Dumb. Just plumb dumb. And now the Nets are getting what they deserve. 877-337-6666. Joe Tsai should get out. He should sell the team. He should get out of basketball. This has been an embarrassing run for an owner. He paid KD a bunch of money to just sit on the bench as his Achilles was rehabbing. He paid Kyrie and basically imposed a suspension on Kyrie for what Kyrie posted on Twitter. You're paying this guy and he's not playing because you're trying to like put your foot down. And then even with the COVID mandate that hit the city, he could have played in Indiana. He could have played in OKC. Your stupid organization said, we don't want him in and out of the lineup. He's better in and out of the lineup than what you have in the lineup all the time. You're paying this guy. It's just dumb. It's going to be an all-time, like talk about miserable pain. N-E-T-S now end the season. Let's go to the Yankees, though. Like, okay, we got a break here. We're coming up on 1 o'clock. 877-337-6666. I have Yankees calls. I'm coming to the Yankees conversation. I can't stand the Brooklyn Nets. I'm a New Jersey Nets fan. I boycotted them. I should have stayed boycotted. But you know what? I love basketball. I love the NBA. And for so many years, I rooted for individual players. And then I latched onto this team. And then John Boy started talking Nets, and of course I was with John Boy and those guys, and I took on the Talking Nets brand, and then I actually made it something, and now I can't get rid of it. It is what it is. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 1 hour left. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.